Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Time to get this week's scams and spams from the Better Business Bureau. President and CEO Steve Burness joining us now. And man, there are a lot of Medicare scams going on now, aren't there, Steve?
There is, Bob. Good morning. Thanks for having me. With the open enrollment coming up shortly, the scammers are coming out of the woodwork as well on this, like they do every year. And basically what they do is they send emails or texts, or they try to call you to try to grab your personal information because they're saying they're from Medicare and we need this information. So they ask you for your Social Security number and your health plan info and anything else that you shouldn't be giving them. So it's best to, if you think you're getting a call from Medicare, to deal directly with them. They don't call you out of the blue and ask you for your Social Security number. That's usually the signs that tip off through the box.
And another question that has come up a lot here lately, long-term care insurance, and there are many solicitations for that as well. What do we need to know about that?
Well, Bob, that's right. There's a lot of solicitations for that. I think consumers need to know that it's not an easy task, and you should really do the research necessary and start planning early. Don't start using it or looking for it when you need it. And actually, when you purchase the policy, the lower the premiums are will be when the younger you are. So that's something to take into consideration. But there's so many different types of policies out there. If you don't understand it, you can go to the Better Business Bureau website. We have some information. But also contact a financial advisor, a trusted financial advisor who can really help you understand the options from an unbiased point of view. And, the premiums can change over time, so you got to make sure you understand everything you're agreeing to. But long-term health care insurance is really popular today, and it's best to start early and soon.
Yeah, if you can. And it's very confusing, though, isn't it?
It is very confusing. I think consumers don't realize there's so many different levels of long-term coverage, and you have to do the research necessary. And I think people wait too long, Bob, to start looking into it when they need it, and that's when, unfortunately, you got to make those quick decisions, and sometimes you buy the wrong policy or something that you should have bought years ago. It would have been at a different price. So It's really, if you don't understand it, find somebody who does that can help you.
Mm. Tell us about this fraud involving businesses and voicemails.
Well, this is a kind of alarming, Bob, because consumers are reporting to the Better Business Bureau Scam Tracker, all across the U.S., is that there's some hacking of voicemail. So what happens is we had a consumer recently contact us saying they left a message on the legitimate business's phone number, and all of a sudden, a few hours later, they received a text, and that they would need a deposit, and they asked them to send pictures of it, and they asked for more money. But they used unconventional payment methods, which is like a cash app, Venmo or those types of apps. And it got a little suspicious, so the consumer called the company and said, that wasn't us. So So the scammers are now hacking the business's voicemail because some are on the cloud, and some, still are the old days where you still have the small businesses, still have the one where you kind of don't change the password. So it's up to the business to make sure that they take care of it and put passwords on their voicemails, because the scammers are hacking into voicemails now, and it's very alarming.
I know you're concerned also about a rise in these mobile payment app scams. Tell us about that.
Well, we are seeing a lot of scams related to that. One that specifically about that we just released last week with ComEd is that there's scammers that are really trying to take advantage and bill consumers out of payments using those apps. So basically they're saying that you didn't pay your bill, and we're going to turn off your electricity in 30 minutes unless you send us money using those cash paying apps. The rip-off on those, Bob, is nobody does that. The legitimate organizations don't demand payment within 30 minutes. And as I say time and time again, is the only thing you should do in 30 minutes is buy a pizza. So that's a warning sign if somebody wants you to buy something. So we're seeing, we had over 280 reports of this scam in July with ComEd. somebody using them. And they're not ComEd. It's an imposter using their name, and they feel they're talking to the utility company. And they're fearful, Bob, that they're going to shut the electricity off and lose their power and lose the air conditioning then. And that's why they do it quickly. And it happens to all types of people. One of our mutual friends, Bob, just happened to a reporter, and her husband fell for it, and he lost $2,000. And I think people don't understand, Bob, is those cash apps, is you don't have the protection like you do for a credit card. So if you willingly, knowingly give money to somebody, even if they're a fraudster, you gave it to them, and there's no protection for you to get it back on that. And that's what consumers need to know. Use your credit card if all possible. And anybody wants you to pay unconventional payment methods, please don't do it. That's a tip-off to rip-off, and report it to the Better Business Bureau Scam Tracker. We need the consumer's help to let us know about these scams.
And to report fraud, and also to find out what's happening these days with the scams, you can just go to your site, correct?
Yeah, go to our site, bbb.org. It's actually /Chicago Buzz. It has all the information about the BBB, and look up information. You can join our newsletters, free newsletters to help you prevent you from falling victim to these scams. The only way to put scams out of business, Bob, as you know, is not to give them your business.
Steve Burness, President and CEO of the Better Business Bureau. Good advice, as always. Thanks, Steve. Talk to you next week.
Have a great day, Bob.